North Dakota is seeing more diversity within its youth population, but researchers say they face a tougher road in securing a brighter future. A new report details these outcomes and how they were shaped. Kids Count, a research arm of the Annie E. Casey Foundation, says nearly one in four children in North Dakota is a person of color. But because of discriminatory policies in such areas as housing, their families are less likely to achieve economic security. Kids Count regional coordinator Zanna Berg says these decisions, made decades ago, still have repercussions today.
It made it harder for families of color to qualify for loans to purchase a home. And when we think about kind of the legacy that that racist policy had on today, we see, you know, disparities in home ownership rates.
North Dakota is the third lowest state for childhood poverty, but when measured by race, it has the highest poverty rates for Native American and Black children. The report authors recommend more energy investments in tribal areas to reduce utility costs, as well as boosting the minimum wage. Berg acknowledges these aims might be hard with a conservative legislature, but says recent victories provide hope. Berg points to passage of a bill updating Native American history curriculum and notes that having a more culturally relevant education helps indigenous students succeed. As for health outcomes, she says there are disparities as well, including access to prenatal care early in a pregnancy.
We really see some of the lower rates for American Indian families. And when we think about some of the history, the federal government had this trust responsibility to provide health care. Unfortunately, the Indian Health Service is chronically underfunded.
The report recommends the federal government fund the Indian Health Service at the same per-person rate as Medicaid. It also calls on the state to ensure all children eligible for Medicaid are enrolled. North Dakota is second last in the nation for Medicaid participation among children at 83%. I'm Mike Moen reporting. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.